Good afternoon, everyone. We are ready for some Gopher Conference fast pitch as the Cardinals of Faribault Bethlehem Academy play host to the Buccaneers of Waterville Elysian Morristown. Gordy Kosfeld here at the KDHL Sports Microphone. People are putting up their umbrellas, getting ready for some rain. 75% chance of that. Currently it's 60 degrees. And I'm sure they want to get this game going soon as possible due to that rain, as the Cardinals just got done with their infield. And that means that Waterville Elysian Morristown will now be taking their infield. So it looks like we'll probably start right on time, about 4:30, and we won't be getting underway a little bit early. Buccaneers and the Cardinals, of course, we all know about the rivalry in the Gopher Conference. They've been in the conference for many, many years together. Channel Inn in Warsaw bringing you our broadcast, along with New Check Prep out of Elysian. Federated Mutual Insurance Agency in Owatonna is another fine sponsor. Bethlehem Academy, of course, brings you our broadcast here today, along with Dale Enterprises out of Morristown, Community Resource Bank. They are in Faribault now. Former bank from former First United Bank. It's my bank, and I almost forgot the name, because now it's Community Resource Bank, as I said. And the Channel Inn in Warsaw, as I mentioned, is also a proud sponsor. I almost swung by there yesterday on my way home. I went out and took some pictures of that tragic fire that destroyed a house out by Hunt Lake. I've got to get that up on our website here yet, but wanted to check with Dusty and see if they had determined the cause yet of that fire, and have not been able to get that information just yet. So on my way home, I thought, you know, I should swing by Warsaw and get myself, but I had to check my, I got to check my blood sugar now before I eat, you know, to determine what I'm going to have for a meal. And I just love their taco pizzas, but my glucose level was elevated to the point where I probably couldn't have any pizza. So I decided against it, went home and just, you know, had some ham or something. Something that's, you know, good, but not, it's not the taco pizza at the Channel Inn in Warsaw. Let me put it that way. They have outstanding fish there. I've never had a bad meal there. Of course, if you've eaten there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've never eaten there, I would highly recommend it. I would highly recommend swinging out to the Channel Inn. Take the whole family. It's got a great family atmosphere. And then when we kick into high gear in summer, they got the patio and they got all kinds of fun things that you can do out there at the Channel Inn in Warsaw. It's more than just a place to go eat or enjoy some, you know, enjoy a drink. It's just a fun place. A lot of times on the weekends they'll have entertainment. They'll have a DJ sometimes with some karaoke. Life's too short not to have fun. You know what I mean? As Coach Lamont from Waterville Elysian Morristown is smacking balls to the infield and they're warming up here. The Cardinals, as I mentioned, concluded theirs. Both these teams are coming off losses to United South Central. The Cardinals lost to them on Tuesday of this week by a score of 5-0 over in Wells. And the Waterville Elysian Morristown Buccaneers lost to them last night 10-0 in Waterville, as Mariah Anderson gave up just 2 hits to VA. And I didn't ask Coach Lamont how many hits they were able to muster off of her. But I could probably, well, I guess I can't look that up. I tried, and I don't have access to their stats at the moment. So we'll see if we can get that accomplished. As the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy and the Buccaneers of Waterville Elysian Morristown. Tomorrow, by the way, we've got a makeup game. Waterville Elysian Morristown baseball was supposed to be at Triton earlier this year. And so we had that game scheduled. We were ready to go there, and then they kind of pulled the plug on the game due to weather. And tomorrow the forecast is absolutely spectacular, so I don't think we're going to have any danger of having that get rained out. And I looked at the forecast. Saturday's fantastic, but I know Kenyon Wanamingo has their prom. Faribault High School has their prom. Bethlehem Academy has their prom on Saturday, so all those teams are out of the question. I was kind of hoping I'd have a game on Saturday because it's going to be so, so nice. But I guess maybe I'll have to just go for a bike ride, which may actually even be better for me, I guess. as the Buccaneers continue their warm-ups here. It's not real warm up here, out here. 60 degrees is what the temperature is, but when that sun goes behind the cloud, it gets downright chilly. And I noticed some of the girls here do not have long sleeves underneath their jersey tops, which, geez, it seems to me when I was a kid, I always had one under mine, and I was a catcher. There is a first baseman who's wearing her jacket over the jersey top, and I would think that would hinder you a little bit in terms of throwing and hitting. Having a full-blown jacket on. We saw the Bucks earlier this year against Kenyon-Wanamingo. Knights won that game. We also saw the Cardinals earlier this year against Kenyon-Wanamingo. Both those games were in Wanamingo. And I don't know, I guess radio might have been a good luck charm for the Kenyon-Wanamingo Knights because they walked off the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy. BA has three losses in the conference right now. They're 5-3 overall on the season. And it looks like Randolph and United South Central are going to be duking it out for the Gopher Conference title. And, of course, they're in different classes. United South Central is Class A, and the Class AA is Randolph. And the Randolph Rockets right now, the two-time defending state champions, are undefeated and are rated number one in Class 2A. United South Central is undefeated. They went to 11-0 with their win last night over the Waterville Elysian Morristown Buccaneers. That was a makeup game, I think. I do know that's the last team that Waterville Elysian Morristown has played. We'll be back here at Diamond. What number of Diamond is this? We're in North Alexander Park in Faribault. That much I do know. Faribault Falcons are playing here, too, against state-ranked Winona. We'll run another Diamond here. And I think the Faribault Falcons baseball team might be home, too, against Mankato East. So it's a busy, busy park here, North Alexander.
The Channel Inn on Cannon Lake in Warsaw is a great place to unwind after a hard day or week. The pizza has become a favorite for Channel Inn friends. Try the taco or dill pickle pizza. The burgers are scrumptious and are $2 off on Thursday evening. Daily lunch specials Tuesday through Sunday begin 11 a.m. Night specials too. All you can eat fish Friday. Saturday night is ribs night, and all you can eat roasted chicken. There's a kids menu, so the whole family is welcome. Celebrate a special occasion or just take a night off from cooking with a trip to the Channel Inn in Warsaw.
Check Prep of Elysian, the home of fine lipid organics, is proud of their products. High-purity lipids isolated in their own laboratory from the best commercial animal or vegetable oil source available. NewCheck Prep has been preparing your highly purified liquid compounds, both as individual standards and as model mixtures, for over four decades. Has customers in over 50 nations. Besides preparing fatty acids, glycerides, GLC standards, NewCheck Prep has an array of items available. Check them out on their website, newcheckprep.com.
Now, those are a couple of our great sponsors here tonight. If you enjoy our broadcast, thank those people because they're the ones that make it possible. As I said, tomorrow we got a makeup game. We were originally going to have Randolph and Zabrota and Zeppa fast pitch, but we had to pivot because a game got moved. The Buccaneer baseball team at Triton earlier in April. And so we'll have that game for you tomorrow from Dodge Center. Looking forward to that. I've seen neither one of those teams yet this year. So the Buccaneers have concluded their infield. And we're just about set to get underway. That music you hear is the tunes that they're playing here at the field. So don't adjust your radio. And there's nothing on in our background that I'm aware of. As Mr. Bardahl. It'll be the home plate umpire here today. As the head coaches, Scott Trump for BA and Crystal Lamont for Waterville Elysian Morristown, exchange lineup cards with the umpire. And I'm hoping that about a half hour after this game is over, we can maybe have some rain. Actually, I'd like to see the baseball game get in across the way, too, to be honest. We certainly don't need the rain at this point, I don't think. I know a lot of farmers itching to get out in the fields, and the forecast over the next several days looks very good for that. Exceptionally good for that. As we're going over the ground rules here at North Alexander Park on this diamond. I think this is diamond three, if I remember right. And I may not remember right.
Good evening, softball fans, and welcome to Alexander Park for tonight's Gopher Conference game between the Waterville Legion and Morristown Buccaneers and your Bethlehem Academy Cardinals. We're going to introduce lineup first, and we're also going to recognize our Faribault Fury youth players that are in attendance tonight. First, for your visiting Waterville Legion Morristown Buccaneers, leading off, number three, Alex Belsky. Batting second, number one, Caden Judd. Batting third, number 34, Robin Schwichtenberg. Cleanup hitter, number four, Eliza Baker. Number 10, Peyton Judd. Number five, Miley Remholt. Number seven, Brooke Novak. Number two, Miranda Kristovac. And number 19, Megan Kristovac. And your reserves, number 8, Ellie Lamont. And number 12, Kaylin Novak. And now for your BA Cardinals. Leading off, number 5, Anna Tobin. Number 3, Anna Cohen. Number 24, Morgan Wilson. Number 18, Liv Glumack. Number 23, Jocelyn Simmons. Number 14, Sarah Tobin. Number 12, Jenna Lippert. Number 13, Evelina Caldera. Number 21, Kaylee Katra. Your flex, number 4, Evie Donahue. Reserves, number 6, Kira Dreyer. Number 7, Quinn Ray Robley. Number 20 is Beta Nunez. Caitlin Bothan. And your managers, Maggie Edel and Ava Gershmo. We're going to take a quick picture with the Cardinals and the Fury girls.
It's kind of a cute scene here, the little girls out with the high school girls. They're wearing their purple Fury uniforms. That'd be a big thrill for them. They're getting their pictures taken by all kinds of people here. A couple of parents and one of the Cardinal assistant coaches. Actually, two or three of them are taking pictures. As they pose down the third baseline, and I think they want to delay too much of this. It's looking like it could rain any second here.
Hi, Brad. This is getting weird over here.
And they'll do their best to get it in if there's no lightning or anything, believe me. As long as it's not pouring rain, they'll be able to get in. Caitlin Botman's on crutches here. I didn't realize she was hurt, but she's on crutches. I was wondering why she wasn't in the starting lineup. And does not look good. So the Cardinals take the field. Morgan Wilson is in the pitching circle. Jocelyn Simmons is her battery mate. At first base is Liv Glumack. At second base is Anna Cohen. At shortstop is Anna Tobin. Believe it or not, that speaker is a long ways from where I'm at. They get pretty loud, don't they? Oh, my. At third base is Evelina Caldera. Out at left field is Jenna Leppert. At center field is Kaylee Katra. And in right field is Evie Donahue. That's the defensive lineman for the Cardinals in their home black uniforms with white Cardinals emblazoned across the front. They have white belts, white numerals with red trim. Wearing a white helmet is Ms. Simmons. And the infield all in black masks as stepping in to lead things off, Alex Velsky. Alex Velsky is the pitcher. And 434 is going to be our first pitch. Two and six is Waterville Elysian Morristown on the season. First pitch from Wilson is swung on and hit straight back to the screen. 0-1. 0-1 the count to Alex Velsky. Right-handed hitter against the righty Wilson. Wilson's having another good year. She's an excellent pitcher. As she fidgets with that ball and the pitch. A strike, and it's 0-2. 0-2 to Alex Velsky. Velsky, pretty much even in the box. And the pitch. Swing! And it is. She overpowered her on that one. So one batter, one strikeout. As stepping in will be Caitlin Jun. She's the second baseman. The righty's pitch is too low. It's 1-0. Wilson has a multitude of pitches, and her changeup has really gotten better. She'll be pitching in college. As she delivers, it's smacked right back to her, and she'll easily throw it to Liv Grubach for the out. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Robin Swichtenberg, the catcher. Where's number 34 in the back of her uniform? The Buccaneers in their green tops. They have black pants with a green stripe down the side, and it says Bucks across the front of their uniform in black. First pitch is high, 1-0. She wouldn't chase the riser. Just underway here at Alexander Park, North Alexander Park in Faribault, Minnesota. Fast pitch, Gopher Conference action. A strike is called right on the outside corner. It's 1-1. 1-1 is the count to the catcher, right-handed hitter. And the pitch, right down Broadway, it's 1-2. Well, I don't know why she watched that one go by. Now she's in a hole. 1-2. On deck is her cleanup hitter, Eliza Baker. As Wilson delivers outside, 2-2. 2-2 the count to Robin Swichtenberg. Right-handed hitter for the Buccaneers of Waterville Elysian Morristown. She swung at a riser and fouled it straight back, 2-2. Still the count. So this will be the sixth pitch of this at-bat. She's got a pretty decent battle going here with Morgan. As Wilson's next offering. Tried to get her to chase a high pitch. No dice. It's 3-2. Coach Lamont clapping and encouraging her player in that third base coaching box. As Morgan steadies herself, she doesn't want to walk anybody here. She can avoid it. And strike three is called, and she watched it go by. Boy, you got to protect the plate. So up and down in order goes Waterville Elysian Morristown in the top half of the first inning. They have no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Two of the three batters were struck out, one swinging and one looking. We go to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Gopher Conference Fast Pitch Softball here on Southern Minnesota's sports leader for over seven decades, the mighty 920 KDHL.
As a business owner, you understand the importance of protecting your reputation, workplace, employees, and financial assets. Our team is ready to help yours by creating a custom lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management service to help you stay at the top of your game. Contact your local Federated representative for more information today. Federated Insurance. It's our business to protect yours. Rated A-plus superior by AM Best Company.
The Channel Inn on Cannon Lake in Warsaw is a great place to unwind after a hard day or week. The pizza has become a favorite for Channel Inn friends. Try the taco or dill pickle pizza. The burgers are scrumptious and are $2 off on Thursday evening. Daily lunch specials Tuesday through Sunday begin 11 a.m. Night specials too. All-you-can-eat fish Fridays. Saturday night is ribs night and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken. There's a kids menu so the whole family is welcome. Celebrate a special occasion or just take a night off from cooking with a trip to the Channel Inn in Warsaw.
Oh, yeah, I love that place. Let's see here. Crystal Lamont. Her lineup has Alex Velsky in the pitching circle. Robin Swichtenberg is the catcher. At first base is Miley Remhild. At second base is Caitlin Judd. At shortstop is Peyton Judd. First pitch to Anna Tobin is high, and it's 1-0. Anna Tobin, the shortstop for the Cardinals, a senior. As Velsky's next pitch, he's a righty, is hammered, and I mean hammered, over the left fielder's fence. It's going to bounce up, or over the left fielder's head. It bounces up against the fence, and she's at second base. She smoked that ball. So a leadoff double by Tobin will bring up Anna Cohen. I told you they played United South Central earlier this week and were two hits, so these Cardinals are eager to get out here and hit today. Cohen, the second baseman, another senior. Wears number 3 in her uniform on the pitch. Up high. Velsky wears number 3 for Waterville Elysian Morristown. So the first two batters, 1-0 counts. Cohen stands up in the box on the pitch. Swing! And it is, 1-1. 1-1, the count to the right-handed hitting second baseman with the shortstop at second base. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. One and two. Coach Scott Trump in the third base coaching box. Coach Tobin in the first base. That ball is lifted in the air, and the second baseman will make the catch. It was on the infield, so one down. That'll bring up Morgan Wilson, the pitcher. Wilson, a good hitter as well. Right-handed hitter. Steps in with that white helmet. They got a face mask on the front of their helmets. And the pitch is high, 1-0. So the first three batters all start with 1-0 counts. Alex Velsky is in the pitching circle as she delivers. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. 1-1 to Morgan Wilson. Cardinals so far this season have had the most hits that any team has been able to get off Randolph's Carter Raymond. So this team is able to hit. Although Mariah Anderson, like I said, only gave up two hits. I was asking to Shelby Meyer before the game. You could compare the two, and she said, well, it's kind of hard. I mean, Raymond throws a lot of different pitches, and primarily hard by Anderson, and there's a ground out. Advancing to third base on the ground out is Anna Tobin. It was 6-3. So with two down, Liv Glumak can deliver a ball here. It would be a 1-0 Cardinal lead, or if there's a wild pitch, Tobin's got some good wheels as at third base. As the righties pitch, it's a high fly ball that the right fielder and the second baseman come in, and they're not going to get to it. It's going to be a foul ball, 1-1. Both of them had to run a long way for that. Liv Glumak is the first baseman. Where's number 18, the cleanup hitter for the Cardinals? Typically, your top RBI person should be in that spot. Well, I shouldn't say that. With today's analytics, I guess it's a whole different ball game. As a bouncer, good job by Swichtenberg to stop that. The save's a run. That's why I think catchers should get saves. like goalies do. And the pitch. Oh, man, that was hummed right in there, 1-2. That was a beautiful pitch. So a strike away from getting out of a mini jam here is Velsky, the pitch. She chops it just foul. 1-2 the count. 1-2. The hardest thing, I'm guessing, and I've never slow pitched, done fast slow pitch, I would guess the hardest thing to learn would be the changeup. She misses with the next offering. It's 2-2. Runner at third. Two down here at the bottom of the first. We're in Faribault. Gopher Conference fast pitch action. 5-3 are the Cardinals. She rolls that one. Swichtenberg stops it again. We have a full count. With Jocelyn Simmons on deck, she was one of the two players to get a hit against Anderson earlier this week. Jocelyn was. And the pitch. Just got a piece of it. Just ticked the ball. So this will be the eighth pitch of this at bat. Coach Trump kind of pacing in that third base coaching box. Telling her to give her a level swing in the pitch. She hammers it to right field, but that's going to be a lazy pop-up that the right fielder will catch. And the Cardinals get a runner at third. The leadoff double ends up at third. There are no runs on one hit. There were no errors, and one runner was left in scoring position. We go to the top of the second. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the order for the Buccaneers. On the Channel Inn Warsaw scoreboard, we have no score. It's nothing but goose eggs up on the Channel Inn scoreboard. You will always score a terrific meal when you head to the Channel Inn in Warsaw. I know it's on Cannon Lake, and you would naturally assume that they have good fish. I can tell you it is fantastic.
Bethlehem Academy in Faribault has made a difference in the lives of students since 1865. An authentically Catholic 6 through 12 Dominican prep school, Bethlehem Academy's long tradition of excellence empowers students to achieve personal, spiritual, and academic excellence. Generations of Bethlehem Academy graduates have grown in the Dominican pillars of prayer, study, community, and service. Be who God meant you to be at Bethlehem Academy. Find out more at bacards.org.
The Security State Bank of Kenyon is celebrating their 90th year in business. Born in 1934 out of the Great Depression failure of three independent banks, Security State Bank of Kenyon was chartered July 23, 1934 and has been delivering community banking services ever since. Still family-owned and operated, Security State Bank of Kenyon is dedicated to the financial needs of area farmers, businesses, and individuals. The Security State Bank of Kenyon says personal service, it's our style. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Liza Baker steps in, the cleanup hitter for Waterville Elysian Morristown, to lead off the second inning, and the pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Baker is the third baseman, right-handed hitter, wears number 4 on her uniform, pretty much straight away in the box, and strike 2 is barked out by umpire Bardal, and it's 0-2. 0-2. Wilson's next offering. She swings at a riser and fouls it straight back, 0-2. A pitch counts today for Waterville Elysian Morristown, brought to you by Dale Enterprises. They also have asked me to choose a Buccaneer of the game, and we'll do our best. We're Buccaneers. They gave me the option, 1-2. And she missed high. Wilson gets back up on that rubber. And the pitch. Kind of threw her spin ball that kind of came in on her, and the second baseman, Cohen, easily makes the catch on the infield for the first out. And four straight have been retired by Wilson. Peyton Judd steps in, the shortstop. Where's number 10 on her uniform? And everybody's wearing long pants these days. I remember not that many years ago when they wore shorts. And they would steal bases and everything wearing those shorts. That foul ball went into the tree here behind the... Actually, they need to trim that tree. It's hanging out over the field. Have to talk to our parks people. And the righty's pitch is too low. 1-1 to count to Peyton Judge. She's the shortstop for the Buccaneers. A right-handed hitter. She'll step back in that box, very up in the box. And the righty's next offering is swung on and just got a piece of it, 1-2. Already two strikeouts for Wilson. Of course, you never strike out if you head to school at Bethlehem Academy. You can provide a terrific education. The pitch, swing and a miss, and that was up around the eyes. Strikeout number three of five batters faced. That'll bring up Miley Remhilt, the first baseman. Miley wears number five on her uniform. She's another right-handed hitter, very up in the box. I mean, almost out of the box. And the pitch swings and hits it straight back 0-1. So far, Wilson's got a perfect game going. We're in the second inning. Morgan will get back up on that rubber. And the delivery is low. It's 1-1. I don't know if we're going to have any kids out at the Chana's Market. It's prom for both BA and Faribault High School on Saturday. So hopefully some coaches will come out. There's a slap right back to the pitcher. Another 1-2-3 inning and a perfect game through two for Morgan Wilson. Two complete on the Channel In Warsaw scoreboard. We have no score, nothing but goose eggs. As we go to the bottom of the second, it'll be hitters 5, 6, and 7. For the Cardinals, remember, you always score a terrific meal at the Channel Inn in Warsaw. They got great entertainment. Check it out. I promise you will not regret it if you've never been there. And if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. As you've heard me say over the years, I'm not a huge dill pickle guy, but everybody that I know that likes dill pickles says their dill pickle pizza is incredible.
Dale Enterprises of Morristown is a family-owned excavating company established in 1982, specializing in septic tanks, farm drainage, and general excavating. Dale has the experience and equipment needed to successfully complete small, mid-size, and large-scale projects. Dale Enterprises operates with excavating roots that date back to the 1860s, recognized throughout southeastern Minnesota, particularly in Rice, Steel, Le Sueur, and Waseca counties. DaleEnterprisesLLC.com.
Now we go to the bottom of the second. Pitch counts for Velsky. Again, a service of Dale Enterprises out of Morristown. They're great people. 18 pitches total in the first inning. 12 of them strikes. After a leadoff double, she stranded the runner at third. Jocelyn Simmons steps in, the catcher. Right-handed hitter. And the pitch. Swing! And it is 0-1. She's wearing powder blue batting gloves here today. She'll step back in after looking at Coach Trump in that third base coaching box. Swing, and it's 0-2. 0-2 to Simmons. Taps the plate a couple of times. There's a multicolored bat in the pitch. Outside, she wouldn't chase. 1-2. Good pitch by Velsky. You don't want to throw too many right down the heart of the plate. If you can avoid it. So she'll deliver again and swing for strike three. First strikeout for Belsky. That'll bring up Sarah Tobin. Sarah's the designated player. She's hitting for the right fielder, Evie Donahue. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Tobin was on with us on the coach's show out of Janus a couple weeks ago. She, just a delightful young lady, swinging and a miss, and it's 0-2. And boy, Belsky is really showing a good change of speeds here and keeping the Cardinals off balance. So the righty's next pitch rolls in the dirt, 1-2, and Tobin says, I'm not going to swing at that. I would need a 9-iron. Wearing white batting gloves as she steps back in with an open stance and smacks it right up the middle for a base hit. Good level swing by Sarah Tobin. That was a good piece of hitting with two strikes on her. She was protecting the plate and got a hit out of the deal. One down, runner at first. Jenna Lippert, the left fielder, steps in. Lippert wears number 12 on her uniform. Another right-handed hitter, pretty much straight in the box. A little bit of an open stance. And the righty Valsky pitches, and it is a ball. 1-0 to Lippert. Lippert looks at her play card, steps back in, and the pitch is bunted foul. 1-1 to count. 1-1 with that runner at first base, Sarah Tobin. So the next offering is popped up and over my head. A lot of things are over my head. 1-2 the count. You got people with blankets, stocking caps. It's not that cold, but it's not that warm either when that sun's behind the clouds. There's a high pitch, and it's 2-2. Tolman acted like she was going to go and got back to the bag at first. She's at first with one down here in the second inning. No score on the Channel N Warsaw scoreboard. There's a base hit to left field. Again, didn't try to do too much with it, just met the ball with the bat. We got back-to-back singles, and the Cardinals are in business. Runners at first and second. Evelina Caldera will step in, the third baseman. First time where Boffin was, and she is on crutches, I see today. Pitches up high for a ball, 1-0. Runners at first and second with one down. Thought you might see a bunt out of her here, but that would get to the nine hitter. She swings away. It's popped up, and the shortstop makes a nice over-the-shoulder catch behind the second base bag for the second out. That'll bring up Kaylee Cotra. Cotra is the center fielder, wears number 21. She's a left-handed hitter and stands pretty much straight away in the box. Again, they got runners on base, and that ball is hit, a base hit. Coach Trump points her to home plate. Easily scoring is going to be Tobin, and the Cardinals take the lead on the Kaylee Cotra RBI single. Anna Tobin. Again, didn't try to do too much with the pitch, just kind of went with the pitch. It was on the outside corner, and she went to right field with it. Good piece of hitting. That'll bring up Anna Tobin, who started the game with a double, a one-hopper off the fence. Wearing a white ribbon in her hair as Belsky steps on that rubber and delivers. She couldn't hold up. It's a swing and a miss, 0-1. A little ranges on that one. Runners at the corners here. That ball's hit towards short. There's a throw to second, and that will end the second inning. They got the force out at second base, 6-4. And the second inning ends, but the Cardinals do get on the board. They score the one run on no less than 1, 2, 3 hits, all singles. There were no errors. And again, they stranded a, let's see here, they stranded a runner on base. And one of them, or they've stranded two runners on base. One of them was in scoring position. So we go to the bottom of the second inning, or excuse me, the top of the third inning. I wrote my scorebook backwards. I've been doing this for how long, and I wrote it backwards in my scorebook, the home of the visitors. I mean, seriously. On the Channel in Warsaw scoreboard, we have a 1-0 Cardinal score. It'll be batter 7-8-9 in the top of the third. For the Bucks.
Exciting changes are coming to First United Bank. Same faces, bigger opportunities, and with the same commitment to our community. First United Bank and Community Resource Bank are merging to offer you more locations, more services, and an expanded range of financial tools to help you grow. All with the same trusted partners you've come to expect. Building stronger communities. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
0-1 the count to Brooke Novak, the left fielder who steps in, a right-handed hitter. And the pitch is inside, 1-1. Novak is wears number 7 on her uniform. Right-handed hitter, as I said. Got some gray and white batting gloves. And she'll hit that to third base and to throw out the first. We'll bring up Miranda. I forgot how they said the name on the introductions. It looks like Kratowiak on the lineup guard. And the pitch popped up and out of play, 0-1. Yeah, they got to trim that tree. They got a tree hanging over the field here. I would think you wouldn't want that. And the pitch hummed right in there. It's 0-2. Wilson, by the way, in the first inning threw 12 pitches, 8 of them strikes. And the pitch inside, 1-2. She threw 12 pitches in the second inning. 17 of the 24 pitchers strikes coming into this inning. Swing and a miss at some high cheese. Strikeout number 4. You never swing and miss. Get educated over at Bethlehem Academy. Megan Kristowiak. That's what it looks like in the lineup card. That's not how he said it, I know, but. The righty's pitch is a slow dribbler to second base, and she will throw her out in a really quick inning, half inning that time. A perfect game so far for Morgan Wilson through 3 innings. These are 7-inning games. 6 strikes. And 2 balls, just 8 pitches in that inning. She's got 32 through 3. That's darn, well, it is. She's got a perfect game going. And the pitch count's darn near perfect, too, as we go to the bottom of the third. It'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the order for the Cardinals on the Channel in Warsaw scoreboard. We have a 1-0 Bethlehem Academy.
The Security State Bank of Kenyon is celebrating their 90th year in business. Born in 1934 out of the Great Depression failure of 3 independent banks, Security State Bank of Kenyon was chartered July 23rd, 1934 and has been delivering community banking services ever since. Still family owned and operated, Security State Bank of Kenyon is dedicated to the financial needs of area farmers, businesses, and individuals. The Security State Bank of Kenyon says personal service, it's our style. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third. Belsky last inning gave up 3 hits, but only the 1 run. First inning gave up the leadoff double and kept her from scoring, so she's done a pretty good job so far as Anna Cohen steps in, popped out to second base her first time up, and the pitch is hammered, and the right fielder's got to come in a long way, but makes the catch in shallow right field. Nice job out there in right field by Megan Kristowiak. Morgan Wilson steps in. She grounded out to short her first time up. Stands up in the box. Bend in the knees of the pitch. Too low and outside. It's 1-0. Oh, wait a minute. He may call that a strike. And she chops foul the next one. Well, the scoreboard's saying 0-2, and they're not correcting it, so I guess that's what it is. No, I thought that was right. It's 1-1. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Outside, it's 2-1. 2-1 to Morgan Wilson, the right-handed hitting senior pitcher for the Cardinals. Mizvelsky's pitch popped up. And the third baseman catches it in foul territory for the second out. And a nice job. That baby was skied up in the air. Liza Baker camped under it and made the catch. That'll bring up Liv Glumak. Glumak flew out to right field her first time up with that runner. Anna Tobin at third base. Tobin had led off the inning with a double. Stranded at third. And this time she goes down for a low pitch and smacks at the center field. That's the fifth hit already of the game for the Cardinals, but they only have one run to show for it. And stepping in is Jocelyn Simmons. At the conclusion of our game, we'll have our Buccaneer of the game, courtesy of Dale Enterprises in Morristown. They're such really fine people. As Jocelyn Simmons struck out her first time up, the only strikeout victim for Velsky. She delivers a ball first, it's 1-0. Runner at first with two down here in the bottom of the third. The pitch took something off and swing and a miss, 1-1. Bo Simmons taps the plate a couple of times, steps back in. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Where's number 23 on her uniform? And she got her again. Only the second strikeout. And unfortunately for Jocelyn, she's been the victim both times. They do collect another hit. No runs, though, as Velsky is doing very, very well, right? Held them to one run so far. They do have five hits through three innings, do the Cardinals. And let's see here. The pitch counts, courtesy of Dale Enterprises. I was adding that up, wasn't I? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She threw 18 pitches last inning, so 36 through the first two, 25 of the 36 were strikes. She threw 7 strikes this inning and 3 balls for only 10 pitches, so 46 total pitches through 3 innings. Both of these pitchers have been very efficient. We have not had a walk yet. On the Channel in Warsaw scoreboard, it is 1-0.
Cardinals. Exciting changes are coming to First United Bank. Same faces, bigger opportunities, and with the same commitment to our community. First United Bank and Community Resource Bank are merging to offer you more locations, more services, and an expanded range of financial tools to help you grow. All with the same trusted partners you've come to expect. Building stronger communities. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Well, we go to the top of the fourth inning. It'll be the top of the order. A perfect game so far for Morgan Wilson. As Alex Velsky, the pitcher for the Buccaneers, steps in. And the righty's pitch is a ball, 1-0. She has not started with too many balls. And the pitch, swing, and a miss, 1-1. First inning, I go, now that I look at it, she had only had one of three batters' first pitch strikes in the first inning. Swing, and a miss, it's 1-2. Second inning, 3-for-3. Third inning, 3-for-3. There's a righty's pitch, swing, and a miss. And strikeout number 5 for Morgan of the 10 batters she's faced. That'll bring up Caitlin Judd. Judd, the second baseman, wears number 1. Very up in the box. Pitches outside for ball 1. She chokes up a little bit on the bat. That's refreshing to see. Not many kids do that these days. And the pitch. That's hit down the first baseline, foul, 1-1. 1-1 the count to the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Buccaneers. The pitch. She smacks it. That could be trouble. Third baseman is going to charge it and throw her out. Good play by the third baseman. Remember, she's filling in. Boplin is hurt. So playing third for the Cardinals is Evelina Caldera. That was a nice play. If you wait on that ball, she's clearly going to have a base hit. So she charged it properly as Robin Swichtenberg steps in. The catcher for the Bucks. And the pitch. Pops it up. And is anybody going to get to this? I don't think so. It's going to be a foul ball. 0-1. So far, Morgan Wilson is throwing a perfect game. No hits, no walks, no base runners. 5 strikeouts, 11 batters faced. Fidgets with that ball on her right thigh and the pitch. Ooh, man, that looked like an awfully good pitch, and I think he called it a ball. 1-1. She put some weird spin on that one in the pitch. It's popped up. Is this the first hit? The left fielder is not going to be able to get to it. She was not able to get to it. Right fielder is, excuse me, that was the left fielder. That was Jenna Lippert out there. Kind of a blooper landed in front of her. As Eliza Baker steps in with the pitch swung on and hit straight back 0-1. Next pitch is high. It's 1-1. So the Buccaneers have their first base runner. They have a courtesy runner for the catcher. I'll get her number as soon as I see it. Pitch is inside. She's going to go down to second, and she's going to be... Well, she would have been out, but she didn't catch the ball. It was a perfect throw down to second base. They should have had her. That was a really good throw by Simmons. That's one of those where I was kind of tempted to give an error on the play rather than a stolen base. That ball's hammered. Third or shortstop Tobin easily throws her out, and that'll end the threat, the mini threat that the Buccaneers had. At the moment, it's a hit, and I might be changing that to an error. No runs here in the fourth inning. And one runner left in scoring position. We've motored along in this one. Thank heavens they're not walking anybody. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the order. The Cardinals have smacked out 5 hits, but they only have 1 run to show for it on the Channel in Warsaw scoreboard. Head on over there. Their food is scrumptious. I really love their burgers, their bacon, cheese. Oh, man, I might have to go out there. I hope my blood sugar's low enough.
The Channel Inn on Cannon Lake in Warsaw is a great place to unwind after a hard day or week. The pizza has become a favorite for Channel Inn friends. Try the taco or dill pickle pizza. The burgers are scrumptious and are $2 off on Thursday evening. Daily lunch specials Tuesday through Sunday begin 11 a.m. Night specials, too. All-you-can-eat fish Fridays. Saturday night is ribs night, and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken. There's a kids' menu, so the whole family is welcome. Celebrate a special occasion or just take a night off from cooking with a trip to the Channel Inn in Warsaw.
Well, umpire dusts off home plate, and Sarah Tobin will lead things off here in the fourth. She's the number 6 batter in the order. Sarah smacked a single her first time up on a 1-2 count. Dasvelski's pitch is off the plate. 1-0 here to start the bottom of the fourth. That's her 47th pitch. She has 32 strikes. Our pitch counts a service of Dale Enterprises. And when you're fields count, and when don't they? You know where to go for the assistance. That ball's hammered to left field, and a nice job by the left fielder. Actually, he's kind of hit right to her, but it was, I used to hate those line drives in the outfield. Brooke Novak made a nice catch. One down, Jenna Lippert steps in, smacked a single her first time up. Right-handed hitter in the pitch. Off the plate, 1-0. So Valsky will be delivering her 50th pitch right now, and we're in the fourth inning. It is hit foul, 1-1. Yeah, the Cardinals hit back-to-back singles. Then they had a pop-out for the second out, and Katra delivered an RBI single, and she's the nine hitter for the Cardinals. The only run of this game. Pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. 1-2 to Jenna Lippert. Where's number 12 on her uniform? The righty delivers. High fly ball. This should be caught. Center fielder has to barely move for the second out. And that'll bring up Evelina Caldera. We've had a lot of fly balls here, the balls that have been hit. Caldera popped out the short her first time up. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. There's not been any 1-2-3 inning for Belsky in this one. So far, we're in the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0 Cardinals. That ball's hammered, and it's a single. So Caldera gets the sixth hit of the game for the Cardinals. That'll bring up Kaylee Katra. She's got the only RBI of this game. Left-handed hitter. Where's number 21 on her uniform as Valsky fidgets with the ball on her hip and the pitch. Swings the pitch around the ankles, and it's 0-1. 0-1 to Katra. It was the first pitch that she saw when she got the hit. Her last time up, we got a roller in the dirt, making it 1-1. Caldera's at first base. Pitch is inside, and it's 2-1. 2-1 to Katra. Two down here in the fourth inning. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Again, she must like low pitches. That was low. As Valsky's a pitch away from getting out of this, that ball is slapped foul. 2-2. Two and two is the count to Kaylee Katra. The righty's next offering. Swing and a miss. She got her. Third strikeout for Belsky. The Cardinals collect their sixth hit. They do not score. They leave another runner on base in this inning. There were no errors. Yeah, the Cardinals left four runners on base, and a couple of them have been in scoring position. As we go to the top of the fifth inning, still a doable game for the Buccaneers. They're only down 1-0 on the Channel Inn Warsaw scoreboard. It'll be hitters 5, 6, and 7 in the Waterville Elysian Morristown order when
Dale
return.
Enterprises of Morristown is a family-owned excavating company established in 1982, specializing in septic tanks, farm drainage, and general excavating. Dale has the experience and equipment needed to successfully complete small, mid-size, and large-scale projects. Dale Enterprises operates with excavating roots that date back to the 1860s, recognized throughout southeastern Minnesota, particularly in Rice, Steele, Le Sueur, and Waseca counties. DaleEnterprisesLLC.com.
Yeah, we head to the top of the fifth. Cleanup hitter Liza Baker grounded out to end last inning. So Peyton Judd, the shortstop, steps in. Right-handed hitter. Struck out her first time up. She slaps it to right field. And nice job by Donahue. Barely had to move to make the catch. One pitch, one down. Miley Remhill steps in. That was the 47th pitch of the game by Wilson. As Remhill, the first baseman, grounded out in a comebacker to the pitcher in the second inning. On the third pitch she saw, she fouls this one back 0-1. Wilson has struck out five, has walked nobody. Neither pitcher has walked anybody, and that's why this game is humming along. Man, is it humming along. You're in tune to KDHLAM, Faribault, Minnesota, Town Square Media Station. Ooh, she hit her right in the thigh. Just as I was complimenting them on no passes. She didn't want to hit her, but she hit her. So Remhild's at first with one down. That'll bring up Brooke Novak. Made a nice catch in the bottom of the last inning. She grounded out to third in her first at bat. Pitches inside 1-0. Wilson's next pitch is fouled away. It's 1-1. Wilson was really hitting that outside corner earlier. It was good to see her come inside the last couple of pitches. Keep those hitters off balance. And the pitch hits it right back to the pitcher. Wilson bobbles it, looks to second, but throws to first. Advancing to second is Remhild. Two down. That'll bring up Miranda Kratowiak is what it looks like in the lineup card here. If I mispronounce it, I apologize. I tried to find a roster on the website. I couldn't see one. It's always better to look at typewritten names. Swing and a miss, 0-1. 0-1 the count. She's the center fielder. Where's number two? A right-handed hitter. And the number eight hitter in the order. And let's see here. I didn't see that pitch. It's 1-1, the umpire says. So it's going down to third base is Remhill. Pitch is inside, and it's 2-1. Two down here in the fifth inning. As Wilson's pitch is hammered, Tobin charges it, throws her out at first base, and that ends the top of the fifth. There was a hit batter. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left at third base. So they've left two runners in scoring position. They have Waterville, Elysian, Morristown Buccaneers. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, it'll be the top of the order. The Cardinals would love to add to their 1-0 lead on the Channel Inn Warsaw scoreboard. Get on over there and score a terrific meal. I've never had their chicken, but I've been told it is excellent. I have to admit, when I go there, I usually get either a bacon cheeseburger or some of their taco pizza, which is
phenomenal. As a business owner, do you have a game plan in place to stay focused on safety and preventing claims? Let our team help support your business. Federated Insurance offers a customizable lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management services to help you continue your winning streak. At Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's our business to protect yours. Rated A-plus superior by AM Best Company.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth, top of the order for the Cardinals. Velsky is throwing 60 pitches through four innings, 42 of them strikes. She has struck out three and walked nobody. The pitch counts a service of Dale Enterprises. When your digging job needs a professional, you can't do any better than Dale Enterprises. swinging at the first pitch is Tobin, and she'll be thrown out at first base by the shortstop, Judd. So one down, and Anna Cohen steps in. She has flown out twice, once to right field, once a pop-up on the infield to second base. So Velsky steadies herself on the pitch. There's a ball, 1-0. Pure Coach Lamont loves to see no walks. And the pitch, high, 2-0. That might be the broadcast jinx right there. The next pitch is a hit over the shortstop's head. So Cohen gets herself a single. The seventh hit of the game for the Cardinals. They only have one run to show for it. Morgan Wilson will step in. Can help her cause here, the pitcher. Wilson's 0 for 2, a ground out and a pop out. Popped out in foul territory. And the Baker made a nice catch on. And the pitch. She skied that ball. The pitch is low and it's 1-0. 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Morgan Wilson. As the righty's next pitch swung on and hit foul. 1-1. Wilson does have the power to hit him out. I've called at least one of her home runs, I recall. A couple years ago, didn't do any calls last year. And the pitch bounces. Good stop by Swichtenberg. And it's 2-1. Cohen couldn't even advance because she did such a nice job scooping that ball. Looking more like rain every second. And the pitch is hit right back up the middle for the base hit. So the Cardinals are in business again with a back-to-back singles run out. And that'll bring up Liv Glumak. Glumak singled her last time up. She flew out to right field in her first at-bat. Eight-pitch at-bat. That first one in the pitch by Velsky. As she reaches down and slaps it foul, looked to be below the knees. 0-1 the count. Both teams have been pretty aggressive at swinging at the first pitch. The righty's next offering. Outside. 1-1. One and one, the count to Liv Glumak, senior first baseman. Swings at the next offering, and it's 1-2. That was a riser that didn't get as high as I think Velsky wanted it to, and Glumak just missed it. As the next pitch, changeup, hit to third, step on the bag. Proper play there.
Now batting number 23. Jocelyn Simmons.
So Jocelyn Simmons steps up. She's due 0 for 2, a couple strikeouts. Velsky only has three of them. You hear the dugout giving her some encouragement. Pitch is too low, 1-0. 1-0 the count to the right-handed inning senior catcher for the Cardinals. Taps the plate a couple of times. As Velsky has runners at first and second, and two swing and a miss, two down, 1-1. She'll step back into the pitch. She just got a piece of it. It's a foul ball, 1-2 the count. Simmons trying to deliver a timely hit here. The Cardinals have had lots of runners on the base paths, but they've only been able to get one to cross home plate. Velsky's pitched herself out of some jams. Pitches outside. 2-2. Two and two is the count. As Velsky gets back up on that rubber. And the pitch swings at a high pitch. A slow roller. Second baseman will throw her out at first, and that will end the fifth inning. Been quite a game. No runs. One, two hits, back-to-back hits, and they still don't score in the inning. Doing a nice job with traffic on the base paths has been the pitcher for the Buccaneers, Alex Velsky. Right now, she's our leading candidate for the Dale Enterprises Buccaneer of the Game. Let's see here. Cardinals left two runners on, one of them in scoring position. We got quite the pitcher's duel going here as we go to the top of the sixth inning. It's 9-1 and 2 for Waterville Elysian Morristown. On the Channel in Warsaw scoreboard, it's still a 1-0 score in favor of Faribault Bethlehem.
The Channel Inn on Cannon Lake in Warsaw is a great place to unwind after a hard day or week. The pizza has become a favorite for Channel Inn friends. Try the taco or dill pickle pizza. The burgers are scrumptious and are $2 off on Thursday evening. Daily lunch specials Tuesday through Sunday begin 11 a.m. Night specials too. All you can eat fish Fridays. Saturday night is ribs night, and all you can eat roasted chicken. There's a kids menu, so the whole family is welcome. Celebrate a special occasion or just take a night off from cooking with a trip to the Channel Inn in Warsaw.
All right, we go to the sixth inning. 9-1 and 2 for the Buccaneers, who still have a shot at upsetting the number 2 rated team in Class A, the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy. Megan Gristoyak is due up here. She's a right-handed hitter. Wilson is throwing. Let's hit right back to her. One up, one down, one pitch. Coming into the inning, she had 57 pitches, 32 of them strikes. Swing and a miss. Velsky on a changeup was really fooled. 0-1. 0-1 the count to Alex Velsky. As the righty's next offering. Swing. She threw another one. Boy, you rarely see two back-to-back. 0-2. Got her thinking now. Tried to get her to chase a riser. No dice. 1-2. 1-2. Skies have been threatening the entire time. We've not had any raindrops that I've felt anyway. Swing and a miss for strikeout number 6. She struck out 11 United South Central players earlier this week. Did Morgan Wilson. They lost 5-0. She only gave up one earned run. Swing and a miss. Another changeup. Judd swings and misses. Caitlin, second baseman. Pitch is called a strike, and it's 0-2. 0-2 the count. Cardinals are hoping they don't have to bat in the bottom of the seventh. Pitches inside, and it's 1-2. Bottom of the sixth, they'll have 6, 7, 8 in the order, and obviously they want to add to that 1-0 lead if they can, because Coach Lamont, I'm sure, would try to manufacture a run. 2-2 the count. As the righties delivers, just missed evidently, 3-2. Like a pretty good pitch. And the delivery is chop foul. Still a full count to Caitlin Judd. Two down here in the sixth inning, just two base runners. One of them was a hit batter, the other one Fly ball to left field that the left fielder didn't read perfectly. And another foul ball here. It's 3-2. This will be the eighth pitch of this at-bat. Good at-bat going here for Judd. As the righty's next offering is high, and she has her first walk of this game. She hit a batter. She had a perfect game through nearly four innings. Robin Swichtenberg's due up. She skies this one, and Wilson will camp under it and make the catch to end the sixth inning. Wickenberg was the young lady who had the sky ball left field that was not caught. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and it'll be hitter 6, 7, and 8. I threw myself off. I put the visiting team in the scorebook on the left side, and on the right side I put the home team, and for whatever reason I did opposite today after, you know, four decades of doing this stuff, really. 1-0 Cardinals lead it on the Channel In Warsaw.
Dale Enterprises of Morristown is a family-owned excavating company established in 1982, specializing in septic tanks, farm drainage, and general excavating. Dale has the experience and equipment needed to successfully complete small, mid-size, and large-scale projects. Dale Enterprises operates with excavating roots that date back to the 1860s, recognized throughout southeastern Minnesota, particularly in Rice, Steele, Le Sueur, and Waseca counties. DaleEnterprisesLLC.com.
Well, the first offering here in the bottom of the sixth is high, 1-0 to Sarah Tobin. Tobin's 1-for-2 on the day. Nelski's done a very nice job. That was her 78th pitch. Pitch counts the service of Dale Enterprises. Swing and a miss at some high cheese, and it's 1-1. Fifty-two of the 77 pitches coming into the inning, strikes. She's not walked a batter. Changeup misses outside. It's 2-1. 2-1 the count of the right-handed hitting designated player. The pitch falls it off, and it's 2-2. 2-2 to Sarah Tobin. She's hitting for the right fielder, Evie Donahue. The righty's next offering is golfed, literally, to center field. That was a ball around the ankles and looked like she was swinging a 9-iron, and takes it out to center field for the eighth hit of the game for the Cardinals, and they have one run. That's how good Belsky's done in controlling traffic here on the base pads. Jenna Lippert steps in. Then we'll see if Coach Trump tries to manufacture a run here in the... They're hoping their last at-bats. There's a bunt. It's going to be foul, 0-1. I thought they might try that. Lippert did have a single her first time up, flew out to center field her second time. She looks on her wrist card as he flashes the numbers. And the pitch. Ooh, bunted it foul, 0-2. I was oohing because it was the perfect pitch. You want to throw it high so they pop it up. That's exactly what Velsky did. So 0-2 with that runner at first base. Nobody out here in the sixth, and the pitch. Strike three called. She watched it go by. That is the fourth strikeout for Velsky. And we'll bring up Evelina Caldera. Caldera singled her last time up, flew out to the shortstop in the second inning in the pitch. Is a ball, 1-0. If I remember right, it was a nice over-the-shoulder catch behind the second base bag by Judge, the shortstop. The pitch chops it foul off her knee, and it's 1-1. One and one to Caldera. It's 1-0 Bethlehem Academy. They're hoping these are their last at-bats. Swing and a miss. Going down to first base is the throw, and just getting back is Tobin. So 1-2 the count with one down. Pitch is way over the head. They throw down to first again. 2-2 the count. Aldera is a right-handed hitter. Pitch is outside. We had a full count. That was her 90th pitch of the game. And a strike is called and watching it go by. That's the fifth strikeout, and the last two have been looking. That'll bring up Kaylee Cotra. Cotra had an RBI single, was knocked in the only run of this game back in the second inning. Meanwhile, the Cardinals have had runners in every single inning and have not been able to score in the pitch. Swings and fouls it off. Great job by Velsky. The pitch with traffic on the base paths. Under duress, as they like to say. She hasn't looked dressed at all. Ooh, she just hit her. The old broadcaster jinx. Runners at first and second with two down. That'll bring up Anna Tobin. Tobin doubled to start the game. She's 0-2 since. So Coach Trump wanted to go and talk to his runner at first base. Meanwhile, Crystal Amont comes out to talk to the infield. And she's got to be really proud of this young Velsky gal, because she's remained focused the whole time, and there have been runners on bases. I said, well, they had back-to-back singles in a couple of innings. They had back-to-back singles in the second. They did score that inning, but they had back-to-back singles last inning and did not score. With only one out, they had back-to-back singles. So Anna Tobin will step up, trying to deliver a key blow here. They'd like to get a crooked number on the board. It's 1-0 Cardinals. There's Velsky. Fidgets with the ball on her hip, and the delivery is a bouncer. 1-0. Fifth batter to be faced in this sixth inning, and she's getting close to, 95 pitches. That's a lot. Just a little gal. Pitches up high. It's 2-0, so she might be getting a little tired. I don't know. That ball that hit Cotra clearly got away from her. Next offering is over the head. It's 3-0. Now, if he does walk her, you got to force in any base, and that might be what Coach Lamont told her to do. Just don't give her anything to hit, because Tobin's a good hitter, but so's Cohen. And the pitch. She did walk her on four pitches, so that might have been what they're deciding to do. Number three, Anna Cohen. second walk. The bases are loaded now, ladies and gentlemen, for Anna Cohen. Pitches a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Cohen had a 2-0 count. Single her last time up, is blown out twice. Bags are juiced here in the sixth. Bouncer off the plate. It's 1-1. The sixth batter to come to the plate. They've only had one hit in this inning, a hit batsman. Got a walk. You pop this one out of play, and it's 1-2. Belsky's a strike away from getting out of another jam. In the top of the seventh, it'll be 4, 5, and 6 for the Buccaneers. There's a righty's pitch. Ooh, boy, that was close. 2-2, the call. I don't know how you look at that, frankly. Cohen's got a really good eye. As the next offering is smacked towards short. Shortstop stays down. She's called safe at second base. She hesitated where to throw the ball, and a run scores. So the Cardinals do get their second run.
Number 24, Morgan Wilson.
It's a fielder's choice that allows Cohen to get to first base. And the Cardinals now have a 2-0 lead as Morgan Wilson steps in. And first pitch is a strike, 0-1. Wilson had a hit her last time up. Could really give herself some cushion here going into the... As she swings and barely gets a piece of the other one, is 0-2. She can give herself some cushion here, as I was about to say. If she can get a hit here, at least a couple runs might score. Pitches outside, and it's 1-2. So all things considered, the Bucks have just 2 wins on the season. To take this team to this kind of a game is impressive. There's a slow roller. It's going to be trouble. Pitcher come down from the mound. Swing with the, and she just drops the ball. The run's going to score. Here comes another run. So 2 runs score on that play. Zanatoba never stopped. She just wheeled around and scored after Kotra scored. It was a slow roller. I mean, an absolute slow roller. It's going to be an error on the first baseman, I believe. Because the throw was good from the pitcher. She underhanded it. But she wasn't able to secure it there at first base. And the eighth person to come to the plate is Liv Glumak. Swing, and a miss, 0-1. It's now 4-0 Cardinals. Getting close to that 100 pitch mark here. She might be there. I haven't counted. And the pitch. And if she does, she may be getting tired. This is the 32nd pitch of this inning, so she's over 100. There's a slapper at the shortstop this time. Guns her out at first base. Well, the Cardinals score 3 runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. And they do so with the benefit of only one hit. Yeah. The hit batsman in there, a couple of walks and error. Cardinals left. 2 runners on base. One of them in scoring position. 7 runners have been left in this game. 4 in scoring position. As we go to the top of the seventh, it's 4-5-6. The Bucks need to score 4 or more. They need to score 4 to keep the game going. If they score more, we'll have a bottle.
Bethlehem Academy in Faribault has made a difference in the lives of students since 1865. An authentically Catholic 6th through 12 Dominican prep school, Bethlehem Academy's long tradition of excellence empowers students to achieve personal, spiritual, and academic excellence. Generations of Bethlehem Academy graduates have grown in the Dominican pillars of prayer, study, community, and service. Be who God meant you to be at Bethlehem Academy. Find out more at bacards.org.
Well, stepping in is Liza Baker. Swing, and the third baseman will throw her out at first. One up, one down. That'll bring up Peyton Judd. Judd is a shortstop, 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout. Cardinals are up 4-0 now here in the seventh. As a righty's pitch, swing and a miss at some high cheese, and it's 0-1. Cheese on that taco pizza from the Channel Inn sounds pretty doggone good. Might even have to have some fish instead. I'll try to have at least one meal of fish every week. Sometimes two. As Wilson's pitch. I guess she didn't go. The umpire asked the first base umpire. He said no. 71 pitches coming into this inning. Pretty darn good. There's one that's hummed in there for a strike. 2-2. 41 of the 71 pitches strikes. 6 strikeouts. As the next offering is a swing and a miss. Number 7 and down to their last out are the Buccaneers. Miley Remhilt, the first baseman, steps in, was hit by a pitch her last time up. Got hit right in the thigh. As a righty's pitch, smacks it right back to her, and that's the game. The Buccaneers do not score. And depending on how you would rule that ball out in left field, Wilson might have had a no-hitter. If minimum, she had a one-hitter. Or at maximum, she had a one-hitter. The Bucs, by the way, are heading to nowhere. They're at home on Monday. They don't have a game till Monday because they have prom this Saturday. So they host Blue Earth area on Monday. They host Medford next Thursday. And on May 9th, they travel to Maple River. The Buccaneers next in action on May 8th when they host Blooming Prairie, a 4:30 first pitch. And on May the 12th, the Buccaneers will head to Hayfield. Your final score is 4-0 in favor of Bethlehem Academy. We'll have the line totals for you. We need to choose. Are Dale Enterprises Buccaneer or Buccaneers of the game? Oh boy, is that going to be a tough decision. But when Mr. Dale tells me he wants it done,
New Check Prep of Elysian, the home of fine lipid organics, is proud of their products. High purity lipids isolated in their own laboratory from the best commercial animal or vegetable oil source available. New Check Prep has been preparing your highly purified liquid compounds, both as individual standards and as model mixtures, for over 4 decades. Has customers in over 50 nations. Besides preparing fatty acids, glycerides, GLC standards, New Check Prep has an array of items available. Check them out on their website, newcheckprep.com.
Well, I had 111 total pitches by Velsky in this game. And let's see here. 72 of the 111 were strikes. For Morgan Wilson, she throws just 7 pitches in her final inning. She ends up with 78 in 7 innings, 46 of the 78 strikes. She did walk a batter, did hit a batter, struck out 7 batters in this game. She uh, First pitch strikes. Let's see here. We'll have her for you in a second. She finished strong, too, with the last seven batters all having first pitch strikes thrown to them. So, ...19 of 24 first pitch strikes for Morgan Wilson today, as the Cardinals go to 6-3 on the season, and the Buccaneers drop to 2-7 on the year. Our, let's see here, our Buccaneer of the game, courtesy of Dale Enterprises. I'm still going to circle Alex Velsky's name. She might have gotten a little tired there in the sixth inning. Ended up throwing 111 pitches by my count, 72 of them strikes. She really did a great job of managing traffic, not getting overly excited, our other player of the game, I just now thought of this, is Swichtenberg, but she saved a couple, scooped a couple of dirt balls with the runner at third base. So Swichtenberg and Velsky, the battery mate for the Buccaneers of Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, are our Dale Enterprises Buccaneers of this game, courtesy of Dale Enterprises in Morristown. Our next broadcast tomorrow will be Triton hosting Waterville Elysian Morristown in baseball. If you can join me, I think it's a 4:30 first pitch, so I think we'll get underway about 4:15, just as we did today, only it's baseball, not fast pitch softball. And a big thank you to all of our super sponsors. If you enjoyed our broadcast, we sincerely hope that you will thank the folks at New Check Prep and Elysian, that you will thank the folks at the Community Resource Bank in Faribault, Federated Insurance Agency out of Owatonna. Also, bringing our game today, the Security State Bank of Kenyon. Dale Enterprises out of Morristown. The Channel Inn in Warsaw, which I'm thinking I might head there. I don't know. I think I'm going to cross the parking lot and see how the baseball game's going between the, I think it's the Falcons hosting Mankato East. And if nobody's over there, I'll walk over to the Faribault Falcons softball game with the state-ranked Winona Windhawks, which is on another diamond here in the softball portion of the complex, as the JV teams are getting ready to play. So again, the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy win by a 4-0 score. In the game, they finish with 9 hits. They leave 7 runners on, 4 in scoring position. You heard me right, 7, 4 in scoring position. Meanwhile, the again, depending on what you'd rule on that one hit to left field, the Bucks might have had 1 hit. They did not score any runs, and they only left, let's see, 1, 2, 3 runners on base. And 2 of them were in scoring position. As again, Alex Velsky and Robin Swichtenberg will be our Dale Enterprises Buccaneers of the game. Thanks to Mr. Dale and the folks at Dale Enterprises for bringing you that feature here tonight. Final score 4-0 Bethlehem Academy. They go to 6-3 on the season, and the Buccaneers dropped 2-7 on the year. But boy, they obviously gave the Cardinals all they could handle in this one. I'm going to send it back to our studios. You're in tune to KDHLAM in Faribault, Minnesota, a Town Square media station. I believe ABC News might not be coming your way at the top of the hour here. Typically it is, but I think we're going to jump into some music here. I think that's how it's going to work. Got a little too close to the hour for me to get it moved in. So I hope you folks don't mind. Have a